Vayitern Shasrin Daf Mem Dal, picking up on Mem Gimel Amud Beis by the bottom of the page. Three lines up for the bottom. Last one in line, Tanya. But before we even do that, I want to bring you back to the Mishnah, and because that's what we're going to be basing off this idea. We have two people, myself and Bob, and I say I'm not giving Bob any ana. So the Mishnah said, "Hayim halchem aderech, we're walking along the road, and the guy doesn't have anything to eat. So what can I do? I can go ahead and I can give it to matana to somebody, and that person give it to him, or let's say there's no one else there." I can go and put it on a rock or in a fence and say, this is hefker to anyone who wants to get it. And then that guy can take it. That's a Tanakama. So there is a solution. Yossi Oser says, nope, you cannot do such a thing. It is Oser to do such a thing. And that was a discussion until we got up to right now about what the story is, Machlokas Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi. We pick it up from here now, and that is, we're going to be discussing the whole idea about someone making something hefker. This Machlokas Rabbi Yossi Tanakama is obviously going to be take part of this. Tanya, we learned in Abraisa, Hamafker said there, someone who says, my field is hefker. So let's say I were to say, I'm making my field hefker. Kol shlo shiyam yochal achsabo, mikan ve'ilachin yochal achsbar. Within 3 days, I could change my mind, I could back out. After 3 days, I can't. Says the Ran, Bein Amar, whether I said, Ein Ritzoni Sheyafkar, I said, you know what, I changed my mind, I don't want it to be Afkar, to Chazerbo, or Bein Zachabo, or I'm re-Zoche to myself right now, Iyu B'Soch Shloshom, within 3 days. V'Shem Hefkar Lo Chayel, but then there's no shame of Hefkar on it. And then and a offshoot of that is that V'Lo Pakala Lei Midei Meiser, doesn't take it out of a level of Meiser. Why? Is that the Hefkar? Any land with something with Hefkar is Putter Min HaMeiser, you don't have to take Meiser off, like we learn out in Masechus Shabbos. So, within 3 days I can go into Rabbi Kanva Eilich, Ein Yoch Halach, so from then on I can't. And if I can't go back on it, then says the Ran, who Putter Min HaMeiser, Kol Man to Zachibay, and anyone who's Zoch in it is going to be Putter Minimizer. Beep, turn the page. Mem Dalad. Now, Amar, let's say I were to say the following. Teheya sad the zoom of Keres L'yom Echad. I want to make it Hefker for 1 day. L'Shabbos Echad for 1 week. L'Chodesh Echad for 1 month. L'Shana Echad for 1 year. L'Shavu Echad for 7 years. And for Shemitah, then the din is as follows. Ad Shalo Zachaba Bein Hu Bein Acher. If nobody was Zochet, neither myself or somebody else, Yochel Achsabo, then I'm able to go ahead and be Chozer. Even after 3 days, I can do such a thing. And the Ran explains that... what's the reason? As we're thinking right now, our thought is that this Tana holds, Hefker doesn't stop to be the owner of I still own this thing until someone else is Zochet. That's how Rabbi Yochanan explained on Mem Gimel, explaining of Yossi. So until someone does it, therefore I can go ahead and I'm able to go back on the Hefker. And the Ran explains further, even though Rava knocked out Rabbi Yochanan's pshat, this whole idea is going within Rabbi Yochanan. So, Misha Zachaba, when someone is Zoche in it, Misha Zachaba, Bein Hu, Bein Acher, but once someone is Zoche in it, whether me or somebody else, in Yochel Achzerbo, then I can no longer go ahead and retract on the Hefker. This is even if it's within 3 days. Oh, wait a second. Didn't we say before that within 3 days you can go and you can back out? That's true, but not when you're dealing with this special one-time offer, like of a person doing it for a day, a week, a month, a year, a Shemitah, not with limited time hefkers, or time-limited hefkers, more accurately. Why is this the case? This is because anyone who says his field is going to be hefker in order to get out of having to pay meiser wouldn't go ahead and put a time limit to it. Now, since he's planning to take it back immediately, but in this type of case, we could say that when he actually is sincere about it, because he's saying it for a certain amount of time, and therefore it would be the real deal. Says the Gemara. Now, hold on a second. Reisha Rabbanan Seifa Rabbi Yossi. The first part of the Braisa had said that if someone says make something hefker, he's not able to take it back after 3 days. That was like straight up, no discrepancies, even if no one had taken the stuff. That goes according to the Tanakama, right? The Chacham and the Tanakama Mishnah who argue with Yossi and say that stuff that's made Hefker is immediately out of the possession of the owner. The next part of the Braisa, though, that says that if you have a time-limited Hefker, is able to be retracted if no one had taken the property. That goes according to Rabbi Yossi and not according to the Chachamim. And we clearly don't like to go ahead and split up things like this to say if a Reisha is one thing and a Seifa is another thing. And it says, Ula, Amr Ula, Seifa, Nami, Rabbanani. The Seifa is also going in the world of Rabbanan. In fact, how could that be? We know that according to the Chacham, when someone makes something hafker, it's dunski. See, hachi, amai ad shelo zacha ba, bein hu, bein acha, yochal achzba. Why is he able to go ahead? And bizochen, and again, it's, is he not able to go back on this idea? Says, ula, shiny shana shavua, shlo shrichei. Generally, in a normal case, that wouldn't be, you wouldn't be able to go ahead and go back on it. But in an unusual circumstance, where someone goes and gives some sort of time limit, where they say for a year or a Shemitah or something like that, that is a not shchiach case, a not normal circumstance. And we say in such a circumstance, just like he put this time limit, so too he means that it's going to go to the point that it's only going to go into effect when somebody actually takes the possession from the property. Although normally we'd say that's Rabbi Yossi's opinion, we're saying even the Chum would agree in such a case. Reish Lakish Amar, he gives another answer. How do we understand the Stira Reish and the Seifa? Me the Seifa Rabbi Yossi. You're right, the Seifa is Rabbi Yossi. Not like you were saying it's Rabbanan, it is Rabbi Yossi. But me the Seifa Rabbi Yossi, Reish and Nami Rabbi Yossi. Then we're going to say that the Reish is also Rabbi Yossi. However, if it's Rabbi Yossi, then it should be able to go ahead and back out on it, even after 3 days, as long as no one has taken it. V'reisha hainu taima, and this is the reason of the reisha, that it can't be done after 3 days. The lo l'stakach toris hefker, so that people don't forget about the rules of hefker. Really, midoraisa is able to do it. Midorabana is not able to do it, right? This is in order that people should realize that someone who takes something from hefker has got it from something from hefker, and therefore it's putter from meiser. In order for it to get that, the chachamim said the owner is not able to go ahead and take it after 3 days, even if no one else took it. If people would see that the owner has the ability to go ahead and go back on his what he said for forever, indefinitely, right, until someone actually took it, then they would think that when someone makes hefker, that's just like meaning to say they're giving it as a gift to anyone who wants to take it. And when someone go and take it, they would think, all right, so that was just like a gift, so now I have to actually give the meiser mi deoraisa, I be chayev to go and give meiser. And that can cause a bit of a problem of pater ala chayev and chayev ala pater, meaning to say that if a person goes ahead and they want to take off meiser from something which is derabanan, or something which is deraisa, or something deraisa, which is derabanan, and that, my friend, is a problem. Therefore, mi derabanan, we don't let him take it back after 3 days. Says Gemara, Yachiv, that's really true. I feel mi on rishon nami le hefker. It should be hefker even from the first day. If you want to midir abon and say you're not able to take it back, in order to make people realize that the stuff from this field is not chayiv and meiser, then it would make sense to say that you shouldn't be able to take it back even on the first day when he does such a thing. Why are you waiting for 3 days? And so the Gemara, Amar Rabba, mipnei haramayim. The reason they didn't do that they didn't say this for the first 3 days is because of ramayim, because of cheaters, swindlers. The mafkirin v'hadrin b'hon. These are people who would go ahead and make their things hefker in order to make sure that they're not potter from meiser, and then they go back on that and they take it right back. People want to try to get out of doing whatever they can do. So if they go ahead and they make their field hefker and they take it right back, now they're going to be potter from meiser. But that we know is a bit shady. And for the Chachamim, didn't want people to be able to do that shtick. And therefore, they kept the Doraisa law that you can, within 3 days, go ahead and retract it. And it's like you never gave it up in the first place. And therefore, that's what they kept over here as well, to make sure people aren't going to drop it for a day, for 2 days, for an hour, and then just take it right back. Now the Gemara has a question touching upon an idea that we already spoke about. And that is that we're saying right now, the way the Reish Lakish is explaining this brisa, Rav Yossi says, midurabanan, a hefker cannot be taken back after 3 days, even if no one took it. Midurabanan said they can, midurabanan not. But now the problem is that's going to bring us to a bit of an issue. Aval doraisa lo havi hefker. Now that means that midurabanan, really, it's not hefker. If he takes it back after 3 days, that he's really midurabanan allowed to go and take it back, and it's like it never happened in the first place. Now I say midurabanan that it is. Beep, turn the page. Mem Donald Bays. Vidilma Asila Sir Minachiv Alapater, Umenapater Lachiv. But now what's going to happen? We should be worried that he's going to take off Meiser from that Midoraisa's Chayev to a Meiser, which is only Midorabanan, Umenapater Lachiv, and the flip as well. When we know you can take off Midorabanan for Midorabanan, Doraisa Midoraisa, but not one for the other. So why aren't we worried that's going to happen over here in such a case? As the Gemara, Darminan Le, Ki Masrat Aser Mine. Ubei. in such a circumstance, we tell the person, make sure you think of Meiser from it to it and from it to it. In other words, you're not allowed to mix and match. Only take from it, so you're not going to have an issue over here. If it's Daraisa, it'll be Daraisa. If it's Darabanan, it'll be Darabanan. Fact the Gemara, Meisevei. But hold on one second. Hamafkir is Karmel. If someone goes and mixes Karim, is vineyard Hefker. And then in the morning he gets up and he starts doing boats, or starts taking off from its fruit. Chayev, he's going to be chayev beperet ve'olalos v'shicha uvepeya. These are things of the from the crops that you have to leave over for poor people. Peret is when you have grapes that fall off when you're taking it, they fall off the cluster that you have to leave. Olalos is the stuff for clusters that are not ripe. They haven't reached a state of ripeness. They're smaller. Shichacha is literally forgotten. The stuff that gets forgotten when it's taken in peya is the edge of the vineyard that's left in order for the poor people to go take. So chayev in these things, upater min ha-meiser, but you're putter from meiser. Bishlam el ula, this din makes sense according to ula that we just said now, that the goat says that it's going to be hefker, and then he takes it back that he's going to be putter from meiser. It makes sense going to Ula. Remember who Ula was. He explained that the Braisa, this is one of the answers, the first answer. He says that the Braisa, the anonymous Braisa, was going according to the Chachamim. And then we could say, Durabanan Katanila Udoraisa Katanila. It's going according to the Rabbanan, the Tanakama of our Mishnah, and they taught it in reference to Midoraisa. Right, this would be the race of law. They go ahead, they're mafker, they take it back, and everything is good and dandy. They're putter to go and give meiser now. Ana deraisa love midrabanan, though they have to go and bring like the brisa says. So now we don't have a problem between the different brises. Eli Rish Lakish, according to Rish Lakish, who says, no, that brisa is going to Rabbi Yossi. And then we'll assume that this brisa also, this one we just brought, is also going to Rabbi Yossi. Am I putter min a meiser? Why should you be putter from meiser? His retraction now, according to him, is on a daraisidika level, and therefore midaraisi is chayef to take off meiser. He gets up the next morning, he starts picking the grapes, so what do we think? That he's retracted his hefker. Because even though Rav Yossi agrees that the original owner is able to reacquire his hefker without pulling any retraction over here, maybe he wasn't retracting on it, and if so, then he actually, the hefker really does work and he's going to be put through meiser, we don't assume that's what he means over here unless he says so explicitly. If he doesn't say so explicitly, then we're saying that he's retracting over here. And then when he's picked over here, he's now going, then when he picks what he called Hefker, it means to say that he is taking what's his, and therefore he was retracting. He'd be Chai Midaraisa. Amelucha, no. What did Rish Lakish say back? Ki Ami Anol Rabbi Yossi. When he says the previous Braisa, it was going according to Rabbi Yossi. Meaning he's saying, he's explaining the Braisa in the world of Rabbi Yossi. Ha Rabbanani. This Braisa, though, is working in the world of the Rabbanan, which is the Tanakam, who say that someone who says that it is Hefker is not able to midaraisa go ahead and retract that. So the way that Rish Lakish is explaining this, these two brises that are written Stam brises anonymously are actually a stira. They're so sir one the other. First one's going in the world of Yossi, and the second one is going in the world of the Rabbanan. Beep, turn the page. Mem hey, Ibai Seima, another answer. I guess we'll finish up the parak over here. Another answer is that you could go and you could say that really both prices are working in Rav Yossi, and ha da afkare ba'an petrain, and that the first price that Rish Lakish is explaining, according to Rav Yossi, is talking about where he made it hefker in front of two people, and in such a case, Rav Yossi would say that you could back out on it. The Ran explains, lav davka two just means less than three people. V'ha davka ba b'klasa, but in the later braisa, that with the kerem, he's going to be putter from meiser, is where he was mafka in front of three people. And there, even Rav Yossi is going to agree that you're not able to back out if you did in front of three people. Dom Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Yishum Ben Yotza. The kolam hafker b'fnei shlosha havi hafker. Anyone who does hafker in front of three people, it's hafker. B'fnei shnayim lo hafker in front of two people, lo hafker, it's not considered hafker, and therefore you can go and you can retract on it. However, Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi Omar, he argues and he says the bar dvar Torah afilu be'echad av hefker, even in front of one person is hefker. Umatam amar b'shlosha. What should the Chacham say? It's got to be in front of three. Kedeshe echad zocher shnayim idun, in order that one's able to go and be zocher in it afterwards, and then you have two people that are being made that actually occurred. Because if you didn't have two people to go and see, there's only one person who saw it, then the original owner could deny that he said that it's Hefker, and then you have no Edim to go out and knock off that denial. So therefore they said a Hefker in front of three people and invalidated a Hefker made in less than three people. You have to have Hefker done in front of three and not if it's only done in front of two people. Hadrin Allah Ein Bain Hamudr. Hain the la la la, eh, and the la la la, oh, and the lady, the lady, the lady, you know what our meaning is? My friends, we said Hadrin Allah Ein Bain Hamudr. So let's quickly Hadrin Allah and go back to Daf. Lamed, whoa, all the way back. Lamed Beis and Beis. Ein Bein Amudar No Bechaver Ulamudar Amenu Michael El Adrus Regel. Now that we go to that, we are done. Mazel Tov on all those who just finished the fourth parak of Nedarim. And Beis Hashem will pick it up tomorrow with the fifth parak. And we're going to stop over here. Until then, my friends, I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.